Microsoft just locked three of some of the most important open source security projects out of their developer accounts with zero warning, zero explanation, and zero recourse, and I need to talk about it. Those three projects, if you're wondering, are WireGuard, Veracrypt, and Windscribe. The worst part of this comes from the WireGuard developer who says, if there were a critical vulnerability to fix right now, there isn't. I just mean hypothetically, then users would be totally exposed. WireGuard is literally the VPN technology that everything depends on, open source. Veracrypt is file encryption as well as full disk encryption and also how you can encrypt your drives. All things that are designed to keep you safer online that now they cannot push updates to. They're all cut off from being able to push updates to Windows users. And this story just came out today. And actually, these developers have been suffering for weeks and none of us had any idea. Just to kind of detail what's going on here, Microsoft runs something called the Windows Hardware Program. If you are a developer who needs to sign drivers, which is basically required for a lot of security software to function properly on Windows, you need an account to actually use the program. Microsoft runs a mandatory re-verification process that requires developers to upload their government IDs, which is maybe reasonable, maybe. But here's where it gets infuriating, because that verification window silently closed, accounts that hadn't completed it were suspended, and nobody was notified. The WireGuard developer literally says, Microsoft never sent me any notification at all about this. I've looked in every inbox, in every spam folder, in every mail log, and zero, nothing. Zilch. They said that the program has now concluded and developers who have not uploaded their documents had their accounts suspended. That is it. That is just all that Microsoft says about the topic. The Veracrypt developer had the same exact experience, and Windscribe has actually been trying to get this resolved for over a month, and they even put out quite a humorous tweet where they said, it appears Microsoft is actively suspending developer accounts with no warning or reason of various security tools like Veracrypt, WireGuard, and now Windscribe. We've had this verified account for 8+ years to sign our drivers. We've been trying to resolve this for over a month and getting nowhere. Support is non-existent. Anyone know a human with a brain that still works at Microsoft and can help? And yeah, imagine that you have been developing software for a platform for over 8 years that has followed the rules and has been verified the entire time, and now you're just randomly kicked out with no communication from the company, and all of these people seem to be struggling to actually get in contact with a human at Microsoft. Before I zoom out and give some commentary on why this is absolutely insane, I do just want to remind everyone that WireGuard is literally the VPN protocol that underpins Mulvad, ProtonVPN, Tailscale, literally any VPN out there, NordVPN, Surfshark, it doesn't matter. They're all pretty much utilizing WireGuard nowadays, either directly or indirectly. And the developer himself has straight up said, if there is any kind of critical vulnerability, he's unable to patch an update on the Windows side of things. That's not even fear-mongering, that's just the reality of what Microsoft has done to these developers and all of their thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of users. Veracrypt, like I said, is the gold standard for disk encryption. It's used by journalists, activists, everyday people who need to protect their data. And this is genuinely alarming because users who have full disk encryption using Veracrypt instead of BitLocker may not be able to boot their entire computers after July 2026 because Microsoft is revoking the certificate authority used to sign the Veracrypt bootloader, and without account access, the developer literally can't apply the new signatures. He said directly, if the issue is not resolved by then, it would mean a death sentence for Veracrypt. The other thing that's sad to think about is these are the three popular services we know about because they actually went public about it. So I'm curious how many others are sitting on the same problem who are just smaller developers who don't have as much of a platform. Now, I'm trying to be quick because this is a really, really hot, not much to say video, but here's the real problem when I zoom out here, because this isn't just a Microsoft customer service failure, though that's one of the many failures here. I think this is a structural problem that can be named. We have companies like Microsoft, Apple, and Google who all try to justify locking down their ecosystems with the same argument. It's for your security to keep you safe. And I'll be honest, there is a kernel of truth to that. When you require driver signing from a company that ideally has a full-time security engineering team who can look for this kind of stuff, it can add a layer of protection. So I understand the reasoning. But that same gatekeeping, look what it does in this situation. These tools that are specifically designed to protect you, these are all privacy, security, digital rights tools, end-to-end encrypted VPNs, full disk encryption software, these all just got blocked from you because of the gatekeeper. So the security gatekeeper just broke your security model. And this isn't even an isolation. We've now watched Google progressively lock down Android, restricting sideloading. We have this whole movement for keep Android open. I've done a ton of coverage on it. Check out our other videos. It's really important stuff that's going on the Android side of things right now. They're making it harder to exist outside of the Google ecosystem while they're literally pushing malware to the Google Play Store in the millions. It's unbelievable. Apple has also fought developers in court over the App Store. Microsoft has its own long history of leveraging Windows dominance. The pattern is pretty consistent here, that even if there is a slight hypothetical security advantage, which I'm not even denying isn't there, the reality is that platform lock-in is a business model and user safety is typically the PR wrapper for it. So that's the question I want to pose to all of you. At what point do we stop accepting trust us for your safety from the same companies actively working to ensure that you can't exist outside of their ecosystems? I actually think that we should have the option to do either. If you want to enter an ecosystem, I'm fine with that, but you should always have the option to not be in that ecosystem. They don't want you to make that choice, though. If you want their protection, feel free to opt into it. That used to be the default on computers, but these companies are trying to very slowly close that door. And I think incidents like this kind of speak to what that world can look like. I just don't think the people that build it, your security software, should be only one bureaucratic mistake away from being cut off from their users. That just sounds crazy to me. So anyway, that's all I have to share here. If you use Veracrypt with system encryption, you got to pay very close attention to this story because, again, in July, potentially you couldn't boot your computer. So please watch all the Veracrypt channels for updates. Don't ignore this problem. Two, there is a glimmer of hope because WireGuard says they're finally in contact with Microsoft apparently as of today, but Windscribe is still waiting for a month. Veracrypt has no resolution. We'll see. Microsoft, as far as I've been able to tell, hasn't had any kind of public statement on any of this, which is crazy. So yeah. And the third thing I want to say, this is a digital rights issue, not just a tech support issue. Every time we accept that a platform must control what software reaches us, we hand over a little more leverage to a company that may or may not have our best interests in mind. And this is what that looks like in practice. I'll have full coverage of this in the surveillance report if anything more develops. Subscribe so you guys don't miss it and drop a comment about what you think about the situation. And make sure to also, if you can, maybe spread the word about this so Microsoft might actually do something about it. That's all I have, and I'll see you all next time on TechLore. Make sure to subscribe for other digital rights things that come up in the future.